I think it worked
well last year, except that we did it Sunday afternoon, and we were, you know, up against the deadline because people had to leave for the airport, you know. But Saturday would have been okay. But
I think people might get tense about the idea of the pro tem being extended longer because we're going through such a period with a pro tem chair. You know, it's an extended period this time.
Okay.
I'm a little bit afraid of that kind of feedback. But, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, the board can do what the board wants to do.
Sure.
How do other people feel about it? Should we put it right up there on Friday night or give it some more time? Is there anybody left on this call?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
I got distracted, Tracy. I'm sorry. What was the question?
Well, Bill was pointing out it might be easier for people to deal with officer elections and committee collections after they've gotten to know each other a bit, and that maybe we shouldn't put that right on Friday night's agenda first thing. Of course, the board can always move it anyway. I said that I had some empathy with that point of view, but I was also concerned that people might feel like the pro tems were trying to extend themselves even longer, and it was some kind of a switchy thing, and so I wasn't sure that in terms of a draft agenda, that was the smartest thing to do. So we're not sure where we should put it. Do you have any thoughts about that?
I think we should leave it for Friday evening. Right. And then, you know, hopefully we won't be there till 1:40 a.m. Eastern Standard Time Friday night.
Well, hopefully. No problem. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, Bill, I kind of feel that way, too, with that saying that if anybody wants to put forward a motion to do this on Saturday instead, I might well support it and vote for it. But I think maybe that's better process.
Okay. I don't have any strong feelings. I just want to give people a chance to get to know each other a little bit.
No, it's reasonable.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you can have the best intentions in the world on this board and still, you know, be accused of conspiring to do this, that, and the other thing.
Right. Okay.
So maybe we're just better off, you know, letting the board make that decision rather than, you know, trying to help them along. Okay. All right. So I think that we're good on the agenda setting process for the open session and where we're going to put the board elections. We've dealt with Brian. We've dealt with the audit. That pretty much just leaves us with Sunday. So this is the part where I ask if we want to do the stupid thing that we did before, which was try to have an executive session Sunday morning followed by a brief open session, which didn't exactly work. Or do we just want to do the whole thing in open session, which is not a humongous amount of closed sessions? What do people think? Hello? Is anyone
sure
alive?
Matters.
Yeah, we're thinking. At least I'm thinking.
I mean, what we've often done is 9 to 11 closed and 11 to 1 open. And what always happens is we never get out of the executive session in a timely manner and everybody gets pissed off at us.
Well, the public comment especially is, you know, if it gets shoved 2 hours later, that really gets people upset.
Right. Well, if you open first and then, you know, for an hour and then go into executive session.
We could do that, and then the executive session would end because people are going to the airport. It has a built-in expiration date. I like that.
Okay, Sunday?
Yeah.
We're talking about Sunday, right?
Yeah. So 9 to 11, open session. Then 11 to nominally 1, executive session, and that will be the end.
Right,
you might not even need 2 hours.
To get to the airport.
Yeah,
you might not need 2 hours open.
Mm-hmm. We might not. I think as long as we get through public comment and everyone's content, we can go into executive a bit early. It's not going to hurt anything. Okay, let's do that, and then the executive session will have to end because people will leave. You know, it's just, it will go as long as it goes. but it will have a but it will have an ending date. All right. I think we have an agenda.
Could you kindly recap, Tracy, please?
Sure. So we're going to get underway Friday morning with an open session board orientation from 9 to 12 that is going to include some financial information. It's going to include a little bit of our how to be a board member, an introduction to our bylaws, and a general sort of getting to know each other session. We're going to break for lunch at the hotel from 12 to 1. Then we're going to go into executive session from 1 till 5. That executive session is going to include a legal orientation by Ricardo, and then and a lawsuit summary. And then we would use the remaining time of the executive session, if there is any, for any decision-making that we might have to do related to various legal things going on. We would break at 5 o'clock or maybe 4:30. We should probably decide on that for 90 minutes for dinner. Well, I think that we can go to 5. So 1 to 5, then we'll break from 5 to 6:30 for dinner at the hotel. We'll go into open session from 6:30 till 9. I'm sorry, 6:30 till 10. That open session will have scheduled an introduction by Summer, who is the existing pro tem chair. We will have the board elections and committee collections scheduled. The board may have an option to move them to another time if they would like. Then we will start on our committee report, starting with the executive director's report and moving through the rest of the committee, alphabetical order, I guess, except for audit and maybe finance. Did we also want to kick the finance committee over to Saturday? I didn't think of that, but I'm thinking of that now.
Yes.
Right? Because we're trying to put all the money stuff together. Okay.
Yeah, right, the finance stuff together.
Yeah.
So skipping the CFO, the auditor, and the finance. But
right.
we will go through everything else in alphabetical order and get as far as we get. We will have a 20-minute session for Brian DeShazer, where archives comes from, that will hopefully be on video Skype, if not by phone call, where he'll do his presentation thing. And we will make that, I guess, a time certain. At a certain time on Friday night, maybe 8:30.
And public comment too.
Yeah, I think we can do public comment fairly fast. So if we start at 6:30, maybe we'll do public comment at 7, and maybe we'll have Brian as a time certain, maybe 8:30 or 9 Houston time. He's in California, so he can do it fairly later. So maybe 9 o'clock Houston time as a time certain.
I have a point of information, Tracy.
Yeah.
Just. If we put is that too early for public comment? What time do people usually get off? Do they get to where they're going in Houston? How's the traffic? I just can't remember. Is it too early for public comment?
By,
even get there?
It's by 7 is pretty good. It could be earlier. You know, by 6:30 it's dwindling down. 7's not nearly as bad though. And people probably prefer to eat first, and so.
Right. So
yeah,
maybe
it's probably better not to have it at 6. 7 or later,
right.
It's fine.
Yeah.
You can have it after committee reports. You get a committee reports, then public comment, and then elections.
Yeah. I think we should do it later Friday evening rather than...
You want to do later public comment. Okay, so 6:30 will be Summer sort of pro tem or introduction. Then we will not go into public comment. We'll go into officer collections if we have them. And then we'll go into committee reports, and we'll have a time certain for public comment, what, around 8 o'clock or 8:30? Maybe 8:30.
Yeah, 8:30 to 9.
Yeah, and DeShazer will have a time certain at 9 or 9:30 Houston time, which is okay because he's in California, so it'll be fairly early. Okay, good. I think we can schedule that. So that'll be it. We'll go till 10 o'clock. We get as far as we get. On Saturday morning, we will meet in open session for a series of finance reports. that will include our CFO report, our audit committee report, and our finance committee report, and our auditor's report. We'll try to cover all of that between 9 and 12. We'll break for lunch. We'll come back at 1 o'clock for our hour-long executive session with the auditor. And then from 2 to 5, we'll have our afternoon open session. We will either complete any committee reports that carry over, or we will start on our agenda motion for open session, whatever's left of it. At 5 o'clock, we'll break for dinner at the hotel, 5 to 6:30, and then we will head over to the station for the jamboree. And if we can get out of the hotel at 6, that's great, but between 6 and 7, we'll be in transit, and 7 o'clock, we'll definitely start over there.
Okay. What time was the public comment on Saturday, Tracy?
We haven't decided. It's sometime between 2 and 5. What do people think is good?
Probably somewhere in the middle, like after we've discussed something for them to comment on.
Well, we could go with 4:30 at the end. We could go with 4 if we want to leave a bit more time. It's going to be mid-afternoon, no matter what we do, because we're only meeting in open session from 2 to 5.
Right, yes.
Auditor's report is open session, but we're not taking public comments. So, it's got to be between 2 and 5.
So how about 4? But then, what can we possibly do in half an hour?
I think actually 4:30 might be okay. And if we need to take an extra 15 or 20 minutes to hear all the speakers, we can do it. Because we don't have anything scheduled later that evening, so it just means we go over to the station 15 minutes later.
Right.
And, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so 4:30.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm.
And if there's an army of people, we'll just stay until they've all had their chance to speak.
Okay.
So now we're at Sunday, and on Sunday we are going into open session at 9 o'clock. No special business but to carry forward with our agenda, or if we put off officer and committee elections until Sunday, we have to take care of that piece of business, guaranteed.
Yeah.
If not, we can just carry forward with whatever we've got. At 11, we break, go into executive session from 11 to 1 to finish up whatever was lingering around from our Friday and Saturday sessions. Nominally, that ends at 1. If airline schedules allow and people want to keep on going, presumably they can.
How about public comment first thing, 9 o'clock?
Yeah. Sure. We will to pay attention to the staff.
Sunday morning.
9 o'clock Sunday morning, or we could do it 10:30 at the end of that session.
Yeah, but it's Sunday morning. What if I work a little bit later?
We just make sure people get there. It's really rude for them to come in late during public comment.
I think Sunday morning 10:30 might be a little more civilized. I mean, I'm not a person that wants to get it 9 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Yes, 10:30 is better rather than 9 o'clock.
Okay. And the only thing we have to pay attention to is if we do kick over our board and committee collections to Sunday, we will only have an hour and a half, and we will have to be disciplined about getting that done.
I think we should be disciplined in getting it done on Friday.
I'm sure that a lot of people will think that, too. I'm just saying, if we do that, we have a limited window, and we have to concentrate and get it done. And that's up to the board. I mean, the board will do what it does about that. Okay, and then we're into executive session, 11 to whenever, and then we're off to the airport. That's our meeting.
Okay. Will you be sending this out, Tracy?
Sometimes when you see it on paper, it looks...
I'm going to have to. My time is a little tight, but I will go ahead and do so. What that probably means is I won't get the January Coordinating Committee meetings minutes out for some time, but I will get this. But I will get this done.
Okay.
Along with an agenda, along with a request for board members to carry over the pending motions that they wish to keep. I mean, really, the pro tem chair should be doing this. I'm a little cranky about it, but I guess it is what it is. Okay. Any last-minute changes to that? Okay, so let's do a brief thing about travel and hotel, and then I think we're pretty much off the phone. The coordinating committee is trying like hell to keep to its... Oh, God, I just said hell on the stream. Okay, it's trying like heck to keep to its previous motions regarding being a little hard-assed in terms of saving money on both travel and hotels. I do need to say in a friendly way there's some feedback on all of that. On flights, we have flights booked, as far as I know, for every board member except for Summer and for Andrea Turner, who, as far as I know, was elected to the KPFA board without dispute. Those two people need to make their arrangements ASAP.
Today was supposed to be the deadline for... Becky's not supposed to take reservations after today, with, of course, the exception of those people who are selected after today.
Yes, and I'm cranky that they haven't done it, and they need personal phone calls and threats and, you know, expressions of disgust and all the rest of it. Or we can simply say, you're not coming, but I think that we probably need to make a little more effort besides sending an email before we send down that kind of ultimatum. Is there anyone here who could volunteer to chase them both down?
How about the other KPFA people? There's like you, whose seats are in dispute.
As I understand it, and this is one of those things that's in a weird kind of chasm, so I may not understand it correctly, but as I understand it, Andrea and I were elected, shall we say, non-controversially, and therefore, unless and until anything happens differently, and there's a new delegates assembly, we would be on the board.
You already made your reservations, though, then?
Yes.
Okay.
I did. Dan
Siegel. Staff position at Kay.
Okay, hold on. Dan Siegel, we know, and the PNB made the decision that he is not on the board. Laura Privis was collected as the staff rep on a one-vote majority, where one vote has been, at the moment, throughout the PA. So at the moment, this is an instrument, and it is an advantage, and things are up in the air until there is a new delegates assembly. Right now, there was an attempted delegates assembly on the 9th that failed. And on the 12th, there has been a declaration by a chunk of the board that they are not going to schedule a delegates assembly. So I don't see this being solved anytime soon.
Okay. This is Nia Tracy.
Yeah.
Maybe they're confused. Maybe they wanted it to be settled first before purchasing the tickets. So I think maybe we should actually... Well, Bill said he would do it right. Call them or email them and find out what the story is before we penalize them, because since everything is up in the air there at A, maybe that's why they haven't bought their tickets. And in K, maybe that's why.
One person that would be in that status, and that would be Andrea. Summer certainly is on the board.
Yeah. Correct. For the KPFK staff position, they were supposed to hold a delegates assembly last night as well, but I haven't heard anything. So did they do anything or not do anything? Do we know?
Haven't heard.
Okay. Well,
but,
if either...
Nia may be right about Andrea. She might be waiting to hear whether she should or not.
Yeah.
Well, Andrea definitely should. And Summer definitely should. So could I get volunteers to call those two people and get those tickets booked? Because we know that much.
Well, I'll do that.
That'd be great, Bill. And then for other individuals, I think we basically are on hold until we get a clearer view. And if we need to buy tickets for them a bit late, we'll have to do that. I mean, that's all.
We've still cut down the loss on tickets by a great deal.
Okay. So Bill will take responsibility for Summer and Andrea. The other issues that are floating out there, just so you guys know, we are trying very hard to make the case that, you know, we need to keep board expenses for meetings as minimal as possible. I mean, we postpone one to save money, and we're just going to be 100% consistent about the fact that we are not spending more than we need to spend. What that means is that all board members have been told that they need to book the most reasonable flight available. And if that means a connecting flight rather than a nonstop flight, that's what it means. We do have board members complaining about that. It's my understanding that we should be consistent about that. I mean, do people basically agree that that's the spirit of the resolution that we passed?
Unless there's medical reasons, Tracy. For example, I know in my case, and I think Marcel, we both have severe glaucoma, and that's what my eye lost. The pressure to go up and down is really hard on our eyes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's best if you could just go straight rather than go up and down, up and down. The cabin pressure is too much.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, in case for medical reasons, if people have medical reasons, I think we should be sensitive to that.
I agree. I've been trying to be a little hard-assed about asking for sort of, you know, specific medical accommodations, but I can see your point there.
I do know, and not that I would doubt Nia's word, but I know from a medical perspective that is true, that
mm-hmm.
that the up and down in planes is very hard on people with glaucoma.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, that's a medical accommodation that we may have to make.
And I guess assuming it's not a 12-hour flight with multiple layovers or something.
But my ticket was cheap. Let me be clear. I know.
In the other case, not so cheap. I mean, what I would say to people is, if you need a special flight, for God's sakes, book your flight well in advance, not one day before the deadline, so it doesn't cost us a fortune. But okay, point taken. The second issue involves people sharing rooms. We are trying to crack down on that. We have some people that are getting private rooms at their own expense, which is fine. We do have some folks who are sort of kicking back a bit. We were pretty liberal about it last year. Basically, if people made a fuss about wanting their own room, we kind of went along with it. And I know that LaVarne got a little mad at me, and we ended up with hotel bills that took a long time to get paid. So I'm trying to be more hard-nosed about it.
I'm sorry. Miss LaVarne got mad at you?
I think you were a little irritated. Am I wrong?
I'm trying to dispel that rumor that I get irritated or scream at people, so no.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that you ever screamed at me. You never did. Never. Never have.
No, but some of your board members think that LaVarne screams at them.
Okay. I did not mean to imply that, but I know that, for example, in Berkeley, I was somewhat liberal with the single room option, and it was my feeling that, you know, because it's easier to say yes to people than it is to say no to people, but it is my sense that we needed to be a bit more severe about that.
Okay. Oh, you know, while we're talking about hotels, can I just, I need to check and make sure that we reserved a room for Ross Wisdom. So I'll check in the morning. Do you recall, Tracy, if we did?
Nope, we didn't.
Check. What's that?
No, we didn't. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, well, I'll check with the hotel in the morning to make sure that we did beforehand.
All right. So I got tasked with putting people into rooms and pairing them up. So that process will start next week. I will try to place people with people that, to the best of my understanding, they feel fairly friendly about. I will probably screw it up.
A suggestion, Tracy.
Yes.
To make it easier and maybe reduce the yelling and screaming is send a note to all the people from out of town, not from Houston, and ask them to let you know if they have somebody they would prefer to share a room with. And if they don't respond, then they they won't have as much reason to complain.
That's right. That was what I did, Tracy. I wrote to people and asked their preference, who they would like to share with this mm-hmm. week, that will really cut back on the acrimony. Now,
okay.
I had to jump off for a minute to answer my daughter who, when she gets a break from the library. How many people are going to be in a room?
Oh, two. We're just going to go with two. We're not going to do the three and the fours.
Oh, God, no, thanks.
It's just going to be two.
And
some people already told you they want private rooms that they'll pay for?
They'll pay
for
right?
Well, Mia, I believe, is bringing her partner and is paying for that. There's one other person, I forget who is bringing a partner. Oh, Alex is bringing a partner. So obviously they'll be together.
Okay.
As far as I know, everyone else is going to be doubled up. Kimmery has expressed a severe problem with being doubled up, but I'm not clear what the nature of the problem is. And I am trying to get some clarity on that.
This is Mia. Without, you know.
Yeah, if you have some insight into that, feel, you know,
yes,
feel free to contact me privately or tell me now.
Yeah, but even I wouldn't, I couldn't do that on the stream, but he does need, for personal reasons.
Could you clarify that with me privately then? Just in terms of why? There's no need to do it in the stream. None.
We'd have to ask him.
Okay. I have, and I'm still waiting on an answer, but. Okay.
If I get his permission, then I will. Other than that, you're going to have to trust me on that. I don't know what else to that's all I can say.
I do trust you. I just feel obligated to present some sort of a reason. So hopefully we can get a little clarity on that. That's a pending matter. Okay. That's pretty much it, unless you guys have other questions about travel hotel arrangements.
So just let me be clear. The people that aren't willing to share, they'll just pay half the cost, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And I am going to try like heck to get whatever amounts are owed to Pacifica paid up before the board meeting starts, because I really don't want the national office running around trying to collect these things for months on end. It just makes for bad feelings.
Maybe she just bring their checkbooks with them. You know,
yeah.
I'm just going to bring my, just write the check. You know you're going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just need to get that taken care of, you know, proactively. Because otherwise it's just too much paperwork to remember all this crap.
Bill?
Yeah.
So I assume that we won't need to give anybody any cash to pay for miscellaneous expenses, since I guess they won't be paying for meals or ground transportation.
Yeah.
That's the only reason for having that, right?
At the January board meeting, we did say that since all the meals were provided and transportation was provided, that we would do without a per diem, and that basically that money would be invested into the meals that are being provided at the hotel.
Okay. And they'll be on their own Thursday evening. Of course, they'd have to eat even if they're at home, but... So we won't worry about that. But I think that's reasonable.
We're not going to worry about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to worry about it. Some people may complain, but that's life.
Yeah. And will we have a hotel furnished lunch on Sunday also? I couldn't remember if...
My recollection was breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Friday and Saturday, breakfast and lunch on Sunday.
Okay, that's good. We never have time to go anywhere for lunch on Sunday anyway, so it'd be good if it's there at the hotel. So, okay. Thank you.
Anybody have anything else before we call it a night?
Oh. Tracy?
Yes, Mia.
Could you please email me a phone number where I could call you right after the call?
Sure. I'm actually okay with giving it out on the stream. My cell phone number is not a secret. It's on the internet. So if you want to take it down right now, it's okay.
Okay. It's entirely up to you.
It's all right. It's all right. It's on my website, so it's not like anybody can't find it out. It's area code 510-684-6853.
Okay.
And, you know, I love the coordinating committee, but I'm inclined to think our internet audience is not that vast. I could be wrong. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, maybe we might have trouble going to sleep, and they can always tune into one of our meetings to.
Well, if so, they could call me and we could talk about the stuff. That's okay. Okay, well, great. So, Mia, I guess I'll talk to you as soon as we get off the phone. And everybody else, thank you so much. This is officially the last meeting of the Coordinating Committee, 2010. So thank you so much for everything, and I'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks.
Some of you. Okay.
Good night, everyone.
Bye. Good night.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Tracy. You're doing a good job all year.
Yep, thanks.